At the very centre of our tunnel, at a place called Whirlpool, two heraldic shields lie side by side. Fabulous rampant beast Snarl next Neptune and his warrior. Trident raised and conch held high, welcome all who pass this way. But this is a cautionary tale, for next time you see the merman aside his king, think not that they be merry with you, for they are patiently waiting for that insignificant sound, that telltale crack, as their marine subjects, that ungodly host, who constantly suck and devour the bed above, succeed in breaking through to let the avalanche pour in and regain their watery kingdom. Tunnel of love, tunnel of terror, tunnel of backbreak, tunnel of heartache, tunnel of claustrophobia, tunnel of proposal, tunnel of bad news, tunnel of sex, tunnel of drugs, tunnel of birth and tunnel of death, tunnel of rock, tunnel of roll, tunnel of... Why do they always close one lane when I'm about to go through? Tis said that a hell rider haunts these tunnels. From his own ghastly subterranean domain, silent as death, he glides out of spider-infested lairs that wriggle through this desolate place, looking for those who would disgrace the law of the road, who would cheekily overtake, throw litter, or race through this dark, dank, airless space. To them he does suddenly appear, riding a Harley engulfed in frozen fire, death's head grin leering in at terrified drivers who, having transgressed the code, are never seen again. Einstein and Rosen would be enamoured of the nonchalance of Merseysiders. No great shout, no Nobel Prize, just a quiet determination to join two universes through a stargate in space-time foam. Yes, we have our very own Lorentzian traversable wormhole. Every minute of every hour, Wirral gentility enter this portal without hesitation. Fully confident of their micro-metal protection, subluminal travel is a reality without hassle. No one would ever know, except perhaps the toll, and on arrival, their subtle change in diction. A wormhole? Oh, are ya?